Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is. She is so hot. Sassy. Sexy.
Fluffy.
Your host for tonight with LaCrutch Hart. You're listening to Not On Purpose Talk Radio on the Hearts Exposed Heart Network. Let's talk about matters of the heart. Broadcasting live from the streets of New York, Brooklyn, stand up.
And now you've got yourself something funky.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Not On Purpose Talk Radio. I am Miss LaCrutch Hart, and I'm here on time, guys. And to my left is my cousin, the lady with all the questions, the lady that be trying to find all the answers, Miss Shantae Golden. Yay!
Hey, cousin.
I'm gonna put some sound effects. Hey, cousin.
Hey,
you made it just to the nick of time because I was about to call you. About to call you live on you.
Oh, I was ready. I was just like, ooh, because, you know, the GB started their meeting early, so.
Yeah, they all
know.
So here's something I forgot that we can do. We can actually call people directly for the show.
Oh. You feel me calling people?
Fun feature. Huh?
I said, oh, who we gonna call?
You call Mr. Mean Green. He's called Mr. Mean Green, but he got a lot of noise in his work. Anyway, folks, welcome to another edition of Not On Purpose. We got a nice show, nice topic lined up. Once again, the lines are wide open. If you want to call us, join us, comment, listen, all of the above, you can do so by dialing 515-605-9728. So, Shantae, we did our debut show last week, the season premiere back in the sheets. How was the feedback for you?
I got good feedback. You know, everyone that I talked to was like, yo, y'all did it. I was so into it. I had a lot of people tell me they wanted to sit here, you know, push that good old one button and hop on with us. But they were listening at work, so hey, you know, even if you're at work, still enjoy the show. Let's have fun. Let's rock out. But I got good feedback, you know.
Right.
What about you? What's the people vibing with over there?
I got good feedback, too. People hit the inbox. They was like, you know, what y'all doing next week? You know, I got people that I haven't talked to in eons hit me up. Like, oh, you finally doing your show again? Like, yeah.
Okay.
Overall, I did get good feedback. They liked it. It flowed. We was silly. We was funny. We were engaging. The people that did show up and call in and talk to us, thank y'all so much for supporting us last week. It was great. Definitely appreciate y'all supporting our comeback. Our comeback, definitely. But overall, how was your week? Because, you know, we don't need to jump right in. We just need to mellow out, take our time. I put some new music up.
You know, my week has actually been, it's been good so far. So I've been a little bit busy, but, you know, I've been trying to do this intermittent fasting thing. My supervisor told me I was hangry on Thursday, and I was like, dang, I didn't even mean to be hangry, you know. I was up here opening up a bag of chips, wafting the smell to myself so I could just be like, ooh, yeah, smell them chips. But it's an idea, but, you know, trying to get some weight off, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's been my week. That's been my focus. What you been doing this week?
I've been hustling this week. I was on the grind. I was available. I was posting. I was on Twitter. I was on the Twitter page. I seen some interesting stories on the Twitter page. I was like, what the hell? I did some studying as well. Like,
okay.
I was grinding, trying to stay focused, trying to make sure we stay motivated. We got all the information that we need for tonight's show because we did a 360 on y'all. Last week, we was like, we're going to do this show about Emmett Till. But when we started to get into it, it got kind of deep and heavy at the time. And we was like, oh, we can't do this right now. So we ended up switching gears. And something that's been on our mind heavy. And that's how to deal with our men out there. So we switched gears on as far as the show is concerned. And I think this would be an interesting show. But I just want to put this call out there to all the men, black, purple, green, pink, fathers, non-fathers, married, single, all the men that listen to the sound of our voices, please participate tonight. We'd like to get your opinion on a lot of the stuff that we're going to talk about tonight. And what better way to get your voice heard on these subjects and put it out there so we can get a male's perspective. 515-605-9728. Is the number to call. Press 1 and we'll definitely let you on. I mean, anybody can call, but we are looking for that male participation.
Yes, I can't wait to hear the men's voices. Sorry.
They're shy. All men are shy.
There is no need to be shy men, you know. And I say, you know, we definitely want the feedback because, you know, I can carry a baby, but I can't put one in me. So we need, you know, that other side of the discussion to bring, you know,
right.
Come on to the table. Come and share space with us.
Yeah, because y'all be getting a bad rap. And I don't want y'all to feel like we're man bashing or we're excluding y'all for the conversation because definitely not. You know, I respect y'all and I'm definitely curious about y'all participation tonight. So I know this is a last minute call. Some might not be ready. All that good stuff. But we'll take it slow. We're going to ease it on in. I got some AOEs. No, I'm just playing.
That was just a joke. Don't throw no way. That was just a joke.
That was crushed sense of humor shining through.
I don't know if I was joking. I would so do that. Oh, but keep going.
So, the thing that really stood out to me when reading this article, we asked a few men as we was talking this week. And they were very acceptable to what it is that we were saying. So I think there's some great opinions out there, and I hope they do get a chance to call. So we're talking about matters of the heart tonight, and the question tonight is birth control for men. So this is going to be a bona fide discussion on the other side of safer sex. We're going to ask questions about men birth control alternatives. We're going to dig deeper into the different available safer sex practices that are ready currently or should be ready soon, and just figure out the pros, the cons, the whys, and the why not. Just figure out where do men stand when it comes to birth control. I think that covers it, right?
That completely covers it. And we want to talk about, you know, where do men stand, the pros and the cons, and is men birth control something that the men would take?
Mhm. Mhm.
Yeah.
And as we've been doing this, I did do a little study and I got like a whole page of notes here. But I did come up with some opinions and some theories and ideologies. Like I said, the mind is always open and y'all feel like we're not hitting in the right notes. Y'all feel like the conversation needs to get a little deeper. By all means, jump in at any time that you want. And always, we're going to be playing our favorite tune because that's what we do.
Yeah.
Take our little mini water break. Take take our baby water breaks, you know, get it popping that one. So I got my phone charger. I was running out of battery. I was running out today, running out of battery, and I had to put the phone on charge. So I'm not using my phone. I'm just on my laptop for right now. You guys, so we're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. Send me a DM. We here. We're monitoring all the pages. So if you want to participate, you definitely have the means to do so. So first on the table, Sharpe, I'm going to ask you this. When you think of birth control for men, what comes to mind?
So, you know, I've actually done some research on this, too. But I will tell you, the first thing that comes to mind for me would be vasectomies because they are reversible. I've actually personally have felt like, you know, when boys hit a certain age, you know, hey, how about let's try out, you know, getting a vasectomy until a boy is able to show that he is a quote-unquote man and able to also make the informed decision to go ahead and get someone pregnant. So for me, the first thing that comes to mind is vasectomies. But, you know, there's been a lot of research and a lot of things that they're trying to develop that can be birth control for men.
Yeah. Yeah, and I didn't know that part. But, like I said, we were doing our research, and it came out, actually, there's a couple of different flavors, let's put it that way, flavors of birth control for men that are either in the process or they're thinking about it or is actually happening right now. My thoughts when this came up, the topic of birth control for men, I was like, they're not going to do it. I tell you, that's the first thing I'm basing off of my personal experience with men. I've had men threaten me. I've had men ask me if I could have a baby. I've had men ask me if I want to be a millionaire. You want to be a billionaire? Just have a baby by me. But when I heard that song, I was like, oh shit, I know about that.
If only it was that simple.
And I was like, wait, why? Why do you want to have a baby? You ain't getting scared of 4 kids right now. Why do you want to have a baby? Like, I don't know. Nothing about me says motherly. Like, so I didn't understand what the attraction was. I'm like, the last person. You know what I mean? Like, I'm the last person to have that maternal instinct. When it comes to, I got 2 cats and a dog. I'm ready to get rid of all of them. I ain't got the patience, the time, the energy. I ain't got it to be nobody's mama. But that's just my personal thing. But I truly do wanted to ask you guys, you know, what was the attraction to ask you that? Was it just because you wanted to get something? You thought that my first interest was kicked in or that was attractive or something? Or I really do want to get deeper, but the conversation never got deep because once I said no, that was it. I don't feel like I have to string you along. I don't think I should have to string you along just to get information out of you about it because I don't even think you understood what you were asking. So as I was doing my research, I came across a different few types of birth control ideas that they had in the works. The main one was a birth control pill or shot for men.
Okay.
Okay, so y'all know in 1950s they came out with this birth control pill for the woman. And what initially is, it's a pill, it's a hormonal pill that tricks the body into thinking that it's pregnant. It's not a high dosage, but it's a little dose that just makes the body seem like it's pregnant, so your body automatically will stop and start activating
you know, and that's supposed to, you know, you can't get pregnant twice at the same time. So that was the initial thought of the pill. So they wanted to use the same, I want to say technology, but they wanted to use the same hormone that they use for women, they want to use for men. But here's the thing. Men don't have a cycle. Men don't get pregnant.
Nope.
Right? So they're constantly producing, constantly producing, constantly producing sperm. So it's kind of hard for them to just say, stop, or tell a body to stop producing. Like, if that's the case, then something's eerily wrong. So that was the whole issue with the birth control pill slash shot. But I asked a few guys if they would be interested in taking a pill or shot if it became available for men. And all of them say yes, but, well, not all of them, sorry. About 90% say yes. Another 10% was like, why now? You know, and then I feel like there's another little percentage in there that's unheard. And what I mean by that is that percentage of, I'm not putting this in my body. You know, those conspiracy theories, they got a nano chip in there.
That's true.
You know, because that would be like
true.
A vaccine, right? So they started the pill. Huh?
Go ahead.
Yeah, so they started the pill, should I say, and they started testing this pill on guys, birth control pill. But too many of the participants were dealing with side effects. Yeah, ladies, hold on. They were dealing with depression, mood changes, and 20% of the participants had what you call mood disorders. So they stopped that study as far as men taking the pill. So they had to draw back at the drawing board with that concept. What you think, Franklin?
That's BS. I mean, think about all the birth control options that we have out there. These are normal side effects that are on every single one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you look at the side effects can put, it's on every single one of them. That and
mm-hmm.
so much more.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that the researchers felt the need to stop it when these are side effects and it was 20%, but when these are side effects that we go through day in and day out, I mean, there are some
mm-hmm.
birth control options that females have that literally will make you have a mental health diagnosis.
Right.
But we saw that on the female, so why don't we get the same leniency that the men get? But that's just me, you know. But I think it's bold that they sat here and said, 20% of y'all are dealing with this. Let's go ahead and stop this. How many of us deal with this? Really?
And how many of us have it amplified? Like, we're dealing with this, and it's amplified because we already have our underlying condition. You know, so the idea of this birth control pill or birth control shot for men, but the idea for a birth control period is normally in our society, which is so hypocritical and backwards, and sometimes that responsibility is held towards the woman, right? But
mm-hmm.
if a man produces sperm all his every day of his life, like you're shooting out millions versus that one little egg that has a waiting period. Like, we have an incubating period of 9 months for this one little egg, and they felt like it was easier to control this one little egg than to sit there and try to control these millions of sperm cells during ejaculation. And I was like, so y'all just have to take the easy way out? That's mental.
To me, it's craziness because if you look at, you know, hey, let's look at population control. And let's look at how many children we have in the system, how many children we have in foster care, how many children are being raised in single-parent households. If you look at all of those statistics and then you look at men and women, a woman typically is going to have 1 to 2 kids within a year span. A man could, in theory, have 365 kids. And very quick. And he could actually have more than that because men can just go out here and do however many women they want in a day, and all of them have a chance of getting pregnant, unless they're already pregnant.
And
how is it easier to control us than to control what they can do with their reproductive system? But, you know, I'm biased on this one.
Why do you say that?
I'm biased because I'm a female, so I'm biased to the fact that, you know, I get in theory that it's easier to control our hormones and it's easier to control us, but also I'm biased because there's so much control over women's reproductive rights, but men are the ones that truly are populating the earth, and they are truly the ones that, if you want to look at birth control to make sure that people are in a good place to have children, they're the ones that you need to be focused on, not us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of men that have multiple children that are the same age, and they're not twins.
Right.
If a woman got multiple kids the same age, she either adopted or she had twins or triplets, et cetera.
Right.
So, yeah, but...
Well, you know what else that plays a factor, or I'm thinking about as we're talking about this, as far as the side effects of depression, the mood changes, the mood disorders, whatever you want to call it. On top of that, especially with a woman, because you just said as far as a dude, he can go out there, he can just screw everything and populate the world and just leave his teeth in there. But with a woman, it's a little bit more emotion involved. A little bit more intensity, a little bit more intimacy. Those things are factors, and those mess with your psyche. You know, when we look at things different, we're looking at somebody as a long-term partner, somebody that's supposed to, you know, when you have this baby, it's supposed to be a commitment that you made to this girl or this woman and your child. Like, this is for their life, or your life, you know, however you want to look at it. This is supposed to be y'all connected for that reason. So when it comes to, oh, they couldn't handle the emotion of it, I said, so what about the women that are taking these hormonal pills and going through these changes mentally, physically, emotionally? So you don't trick me to think that I'm pregnant. So my body and my emotions are on 1,000 right now. So it's my hormones you're dealing with. So I'm sensitive. Like, you know, my body is sensitive to touch. My nipples are hard. They hurt. You know, like I'm getting all these symptoms. And, you know, subconsciously, I'm feeling like, you know, I'm feeling like there's a bond there. Like I'm creating this bond. And there's nothing to bond with, but that energy is going back toward him. You know, and to take that and be so nonchalant about it. I don't know if I make it sense, but it makes sense in my head.
You make sense to me. It makes sense to me.
It makes sense in my head as I was thinking about it, guys.
It makes sense to me. I mean, it's the reality of it. Like, women have to go through so many changes in order to be on birth control and to try to not get pregnant. And, you know, the thing that amazes me is we have all of these changes we have to go through, and then you even said it when we first started. There are people that will sit here and say, I want to have a baby with you, and try to take away your right to have a baby with that person. But yet we're still the ones that they want to control our reproductive organs.
Mm-hmm. I definitely
it doesn't make much sense to me.
It don't. It really don't. They try to make it, but they can't make it make sense. Because the way things are set up right now, as far as abortion being illegal in most states now, they're reversing the Roe versus Wade. They're telling you what you can and what you cannot do. But ultimately, they're saying it's your decision. How is it my decision when you're taking away my options? That's what I don't understand. Like, how you make that make sense? You tell me it's my decision. Ultimately, if I want to have a child, be married, have a child, give birth, whatever, it's ultimately my decision, my responsibility, but yet you're taking away my options.
Mm-hmm.
So that's baffling to me. But, okay, so it says a male birth control pill would essentially be something that would suppress sperm production. I don't know. That sounds harsh. That sounds like that comes with so many attributes to it. I'm like, yes, I want you to not be able to produce or whatever. I want you to have, essentially, I just want you to have that responsibility. Because right now, you got free range. As a man, you got free range. Whether you want to pray or she don't want to, you can go to this one. If you don't want to, you can go that one. But they're not really holding y'all responsible for the seeds that you create. We can't hold y'all responsible. Then, once again, that emotional lady that was forced into her situation, and I say forced because y'all took away her options, but she was forced into the situation, and she's trying everything up under the sun to win you back because she's not attached to the baby. She's attached to you. It's like when you see a baby for the first time or a baby duckling see the mom for the first time, then, oh, that's my mama. That's attachment. That essentially, she becomes emotionally attached to you, and that's why we got that baby mama going.
Yeah.
And I feel like, they are not taking it. The men are not being held accountable the way they should be when it comes to reproducing. And I'm like, y'all got free range to produce sperm all your life, but at the same time, just like they want to put restrictions on us on how we can pick and choose and stuff like that, they should be able to put restrictions on you as a man as well. Some type of monitor, some type of something like that. That's what I think. That's what my belief is. If you have an issue, or you want to comment on what I just said, you sure can, because I'm here for all the smoke today. No, I'm just playing. 515-605-9728. That's 515-605-9728. We're talking about birth control for men on Not All Purpose Talk Radio. We want to take a quick break. And we come back, we're going to finish our conversation. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. Let's see. Who's going to play next? All right, we'll be back later.
My baby won't talk to me. She giving me the third degree. The peace is sure enough disturbed. I know I'm just getting on a nerve. She's the only one I need. We were truly meant to be. Can't nobody keep it real like my girl. Nobody in the whole wide world. Come home to me.
On Facebook, tweet me. My baby is the only one I freak see. She can't give it up for so long. Got a brother waiting by the phone. and I love her like sweet potato pie. Her forever put a twinkle in my eye. Cold blooded, but I can't get enough. Ooh, I love that girl so much. Come on home,
girl,
babe.
I need you.
Oh, I need you.
I know it's hard to see.
I know.
Your love will always be
always.
Little mama's my favorite thing. She the kind of girl that make your heart sing like a fountain of love that you can't understand. I know about it like the back of my hand. It's enormous strength from way down south. Tender lonely, take the words out your mouth. And the power of the love make you feel so good.
That's
why I love her like a grown man should.
There goes my baby girl. She is my favorite.
Thank you. You're listening to Not On Purpose Talk Radio on the Hearts Exposed Heart Network.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Yes.
To Not On Purpose Talk Radio. We're playing a little adult music for our adult conversation in this mature setting. I know I'm lying. Can you say it with a straight face? Can you say it with a straight face?
Oh, I'm dead.
Huh?
I said I'm dead.
I'm not kidding. I cracked myself up. Like, I don't need y'all to say me. I have to say myself. Y'all just here as decoration. Y'all decoration.
Decoration.
Oh, my goodness. We are back for the conversation at hand. My one. Excuse me, that's my phone number. Hold that short. 515-605-9725. I'm about to give you my phone number. 515-605-9728. What's that asking for? Why I feel like that's not the right number. 605-9728. Press 1. Yes. Join into conversation. Right now, we're talking about birth control for men. And we were just getting into the dynamics of the pill or shot. A reversible birth control method that can possibly be in the near future for men. And are y'all going to be mature enough or responsible enough to take these pills or shots, or even acceptable to take these pills or shots? Would y'all be open-minded enough? Because for some reason, it's hard to break I don't want to say brainwashed, but it's hard to break a condition. You know, we've been conditioned to believe that this is all on a woman. This is all on a woman. This is all on a woman. And, you know, he can be all willy-nilly. You know, he can have fun. He can be this one. He can be that one. But we're working on a time clock. You know, like, our biological clock is like, we're working on time restraint. We got all this space in between, and I think in between that space, we end up developing these emotions, trying to deal with these emotions, trying to put our own stamp on the world, on how society view us and things of that nature. I know when I was younger, and I started to actually be aware of myself, especially as a woman. And a black woman, we had these conversations, these deep intellectual conversations. Well, at the time, I thought they were deep intellectual. Let me put it that way. And I first found out about the 5%ers. This is going to be a whole other topic. But, you know, and why they call each other sons, you know, like why they call each other son, and women are earth and all kinds of stuff. And they use that as a whole excuse, like, you know, I'm God. You know, your God, like, I'm God. I give life. That's what y'all saying. I give life. I'm God. And you're earth. Like, you're just supposed to nurture. Without me, there's no population. Like, and I feel like that's an arrogant thing to say or feel. I just feel like that's very arrogant to say, like, without you, I'm a nobody. Like, really? But anyway, that's another conversation for another time. Y'all know me. I can go on a tangent. So, Shantae, you got to
And that me. Is another conversation. Like, girl, it was getting good. You know me. I'll be rolling in it.
That's a whole other side of the fence, yo. You know, we get it in. We get it in on here. Like, that's one thing we can't have, and that's a conversation. So, basically, tune in. We're looking for the men. Where y'all at? Put y'all input in. Would y'all take birth control? I had put that out there as a question of the day, actually. And I got a few feedback, and they said, hell yeah. But I don't think so. I don't think it's hell yeah. I think there's a little bit more science to it. And the question was, man, did you consider using a different form of reversible birth control, like a pill or a shot, if it was available? Because as we were doing our research and studying, they said it possibly might be something that we could put out there that might be reversible. Now, when we first started, I asked Shantae her thoughts about birth control, and what she mentioned was vasectomy. vasectomy is when they go in and they tie it. Do they tie the vas deferens, the tube? Maybe with.
I don't necessarily want to say they tie it, but I think, and don't quote me on this because y'all, I probably am going to be so off base. I want to say that there's a way that they seal it, and I'm not sure if they seal it with a tie or how, but they seal it so that
it's a gel
come out in the semen.
Okay,
because
so what I have
a different option because the gel isn't even a vasectomy. That's a completely different birth control option.
Right. We got a lot is actually been thought into this, but unfortunately, the money is not there. Let's be honest. Like that's the end game right there. So let me just pull back for a little bit. So they was looking at a non-hormonal solution, and they came across this ancient plant from years ago, and they feel like they can reproduce it so it wouldn't be toxic, maybe non-toxic version of it, and it'll impact the sperm ability to swim to the egg. So, it's an Aubaine plant, and if they create this plant, then so the sperm is not gonna get there.
Just keep swimming. Ooh, water.
But here's the issue with that. We're talking about millions of sperm cells at a time. We're not just talking about 1, 2, 50,000. We're talking about millions when it comes to this ejaculation. So I don't think it may be that effective because there'll always be that one. And always see that one that gets me, and the next thing you like, your baby come out the toilet. Oh, sorry. I would take that back. I didn't want to go out like that. I take that all the way back, folks. I'm so sorry for the deep bottle of my heart. I'm sorry. I did not mean for that to come out like that. Don't beat me up. Do not send me hate mail.
But I think it's, you know, think about it. When we were doing research, we found out that condoms aren't as, they don't have the high percentage that we thought they used to. But, you know, every single thing you do, there's always going to be that 1 or 2% where it's going to be like, oh, well, just not going right in there, damn you. So there's a chance of it, but at least it's not as big of a risk if, you know, we get down to 1 or 2%.
So, here's my take on that. I feel like we should be able to see lifestyle and children and Dorette as women. We need to get together and we need to sue all the condom developers out there because they have false advertisement on their condom. This is a call to all the women out there. We need to come together and file, was it something action suit, whatever thingy? Because there's a false advertisement going around on the condom. It says it's 99.9%. No, that's a lie. It's more like 85%. That's a sick no. If you use a condom or you become pregnant because of malfunction of the condom, you should be able to sue them because they have full sabotaging on the box.
Yep. But you know it's not going to work like that because of the fact that, one, how are you going to prove that you put the condom on the right way and it's not a user error as to why you get pregnant? The other issue is, and this can go into a whole nother radio show, but the other issue is, you know, there's that thing called stuffing. Where, you know, you have men that put on condoms, and in the middle of sex, they remove it. So, you know, women are having a hard enough time trying to sue and say that is rape or sexual assault. So, yeah. The magnitude of it all.
Right. Yeah. It does it that deep. So, what's the next thing to talk about? So we talked about the plant, we talked about pill, we talked about the shot. So what else we have? So okay, so this is injection. It's called a Fasagil injection, and what happens is they inject. They do two procedures. So the first procedure is a scrotal injection that could physically block the tube that sperm swim through, which is the vas deferens, with a polymer gel. And to unblock it, a second injection is used to flush out the gel to unblock the pathway. So
yeah,
I say stick you in the nut. Stick it in the nut. Let them feel like shit. They didn't even wouldn't want to have all these damn kids floating around here. Just stick it in. But then I asked, would that be a case of blue balls?
Oh, with a joke that I could make. Okay, no. We're not going down that rabbit hole.
Yeah, let's jump. Let's stop until a man calling. I'm jumping down all holes. I told you I went to shit today. But listen, they say that it's healthy for a man to ejaculate, and that's why they have what you call a prostate massage as well, right? So if the sperm ain't got nowhere to travel or the interest is blocked, what's going on with that sperm that's staying inside? I'm just saying. That's interesting. That's interesting.
So, okay, so I'm going to jump halfway down this rabbit hole. So here's my thinking. If they did something like that and it caused a case of blue balls. So, like, I have a friend who has to go and get shots and, you know, semen removed. Because of the fact that he does not ejaculate. Would men have to go through that procedure all the time? Or, like, is there a way that it would still come out? Because, you know, like, with a vasectomy does not stop anything from coming out. It just doesn't contain sperm once it comes out. After 3 months, you got to get through the 3 months, yeah. Definitely. But with the gel, like, would stuff still come out? The amount of questions I have.
We need a doctor. We need a doctor in the house. You need a doctor. We need some scientific. We need to find us a doctor. We need a doctor in the house. Give us a call. 515-605-9728. We don't have penises. So if you're out there with a penis sisters and you want to comment or you want to let us know, I just threw the question out there. What a blue ball. Holla at us at 515-605-9728. Press that one. We are jumping into all the holes tonight. Just jumping into it. We're proposing all the questions tonight. And we hope y'all enjoying the show because I definitely am. I'm here for it. I am here for it. So now the thing with vasectomy, we keep calling about vasectomy. So they don't consider vasectomy a reversal birth control method for men because not all men can get it reversed. So they feel like that's a permanent solution, and they feel like, you know, you got to think hard about having this procedure done. In some cases, it is reversible, but in many cases, it's not reversible. So that's a permanent fix. Like, you're being fixed like a dog. But here's my question. If you're a man and you say, I don't want to have kids, why wouldn't vasectomy be a good thing? Same thing with you're a woman, you say you don't want to have kids, why wouldn't a hysterectomy be on your to-do list? I mean, besides the middle of the fact that they want you to wait till you're past a certain age and you have a certain amount of kids, but I suppose I don't want to have kids. Like, you have to go through to get this to get that hysterectomy done. Unless it was, like, life-threatening, they're not going to do it.
little scared, thinking I'm gonna get overwhelmed everywhere. Well, baby, I wanna be overwhelmed. I wanna be overwhelmed. I wanna be.
Until you text me and I'm like, what happened? Wait, what happened? So before I went on my little tangent and my little break here, you were saying something?
I was. So you were talking about hysterectomies. So they don't typically do hysterectomies unless it's medically necessary. But even when
right.
it comes to tying your shoes, there's no actual legislature in place. There's no actual laws. There's nothing that technically says that you cannot get your tubes tied unless you are of a certain age or unless you have so many children or unless your husband consented to it. There's none of that in place. That is something that doctors have strictly put in place for themselves.
Right.
Which is crazy that doctors make us jump through all those hoops when we can go to a doctor and clearly say, I don't want to have children, let me get my tubes tied. And then they won't do it. And, you know, I have a whole bunch of thoughts on that because I'm someone that does not want to have children. And I've been told by the times by doctors that they will not tie my tubes. Which to me is crazy because if I've been coming to you for 7 years and I keep telling you all the reasons why I don't want to have children, why do you not feel that I'm ready for it? Especially when I come to you and I say, do you know how many kids there are that I could adopt? I work for an agency that has foster children. I know how many children we have on our list.
Don't
want kids later on. I can adopt. It's crazy. But go ahead. Yeah, it's craziness, you know. They just jump through all these hoops and then just can walk in sometimes and be like, nip it and clip it.
And you know what? I think it's all of this comes under one word as I think and as you're talking about it and as I'm thinking about all this comes under one word, and I think that's control. They want to stay in control. The powers that be want to stay in control, and they want to have the last say, pretty much. Like, oh, it's false. It's falsy. Like, they want you to think you're in control. No, you're really not. You know, like they you know, with the progression of women and what we've accomplished and where we at and how much we've done in the last decade, two decades. We're no longer just dependent on them to make the final decision. We're finding our own way, and we're building our own nation at the end of the day. But there's still some that falls behind that blank line. You can't control everybody. you can't convince everybody. But at the end of the day, there's a lot of people, a lot of women out there that are taking it a step further. Like, yo, I'm a whole human being. What you do, I'm not saying I can do better, but I can do it too. I'm capable. That's a real word right there. Women are telling you I'm capable. Because me sitting up here waiting for you to come save me, it's not happening. It's not happening.
I may not get
And I feel like we've given ourselves a disadvantage. But now that we've come to we've grown into ourselves. Let's say that we've grown into our womanhood, and it's no longer waiting for somebody to provide for us, waiting for somebody to protect us, waiting for somebody to give us what we need, when we can just go out there and get ourselves and show and prove that we're capable as women. I'm capable of doing this. I'm capable of building this. I'm capable of being in charge of this. I'm capable of being in control of my own self. And that's really turning people necks, turning their necks. I'm like, y'all trying to fix the wrong crowd. I feel like y'all trying to fix the wrong gender.
that
mentality is not going to work any longer. There's too many women waking up. Stay woke, ladies. Power to the women. Oh, sorry. But I think there's a movement there, you know. Instead of us backing you up, we're gonna back ourselves up. You know, when everybody says this, when it comes to social issues and helping everybody and trying to get the word out there, they always use the woman. They always use the black woman at that. We make it trendy. We make it noticeable. We put it out there. We're supportive. We're turning the other cheek. We're waiting, you know, and we're waiting and we're dying at the same time of waiting. Tell me I'm bad because I can't wait for you no longer, and I'm the destructive. I fall back because I just took this to a whole other level. My bad. We were talking about breakfast for me. My bad.
Ooh. I was about to say, Lord, that escalated quickly.
I was about to get on my soapbox. Ooh. Ooh, I'm about to get on my soapbox. I need to stop me. Y'all know how I get.
I wish some of the men would call up because I would really love to see and hear what the men think about this, what the men think about having a birth control for themselves. I mean, truthfully, would they take it or would they not?
We're trying to pull
it. Would they commit to taking it all the time? You know, I mean, I would love to hear those thoughts, you know. I wish the women could call in, so I'm ready to hear their thoughts on it. And then the other thing that I wonder is, have men even researched the birth control options that are available for men?
We talked about the gel that blocks. We talked about the plant, the ancient plant. That sounds like some Chinese. I'm not being racist, but that's not like some Asian traditional remedy when it comes to like herbs and stuff like that. Like they live to be like 150 years old because of their traditions and herbs and stuff like that. So I'm just saying, this doesn't sound like something they'll give you in a tea form.
It could also be something from Africa because, you know, a lot of people in Africa, they have a lot of home properties that come from Africa that people just don't talk about, you know.
Right.
The ancestors knew what herbs and what to use for what by literally listening to and just knowing what it went to. So, I mean, it would be interesting to research and see where that actually comes from, where the plant comes from.
You should find somebody to call. I don't want to call somebody to curse us out live.
Well, don't call no one, Because I'm a cuss like that. And, you know, I'm at work, so I can't be cussing at the store.
Hey, Chris, how you know I'm at work,
That would be interesting. So, what do you think? What are your thoughts when it comes to birth control for men? Do you think they will actually use them? Do you think, like, if this is available to you, you could see a man going to the doctor and saying, "Stick me on balls, I need birth control." Like, I don't see that conversation happening.
So I'll be real with you, and this is gonna sound horrible. So I apologize to anyone that's offended by this beforehand, but I said what I said at the end of the day. I actually think there are some men that would go out and do that because, you know, you have your men that just don't like to use condoms. But are faithful at pulling out. You know, they're not going to use the condom, but they're going to pull out. And I feel like if those men could be like, "Ooh, I should get on birth control," they're still not going to use no condom. And they probably going to start coming inside of chicks. But I could see those men saying, "Yes, I want this," because those are the ones that are trying to have children, but still going to stick it in raw. I could also see men that weren't ready to have a vasectomy going ahead and doing it. You know, I mean, I know a lot of older men who are in their 60s and 70s who literally are like, "Yeah, I don't want to get a vasectomy. So I guess if I get someone pregnant, I'll get them pregnant." Say, "What? You like 60, 70. How is it? Okay, I'm not going to, yeah." I think it would be a split. I mean, the same way that women are split between the different birth control options that we have. I think guys would be split with it too. I do think there are going to be some that are going to be like, "No, this is the right thing to do, and I'm about to go and get birth control." I think that there are going to be some who their chicks are also going to cheat, and they're going to be like, "That baby's out of their mind. I faithfully take my birth control." Like, I think that those situations are going to come up. It's just going to be different for each person.
Right.
But I do think for those that don't like condoms, they will be the first one to jump on it. Because they're going to be the ones sitting here telling themselves, "I can't get you pregnant. I took my pill today." Oh, I will punch someone in the eye. I can see it now. I will punch them in the eye. There are still STDs in the world, people. There are still STDs.
Like, I don't punch me in the eye. No push, no. No violence.
You either step it up or you get punched in the eye. Which one do you want to take?
I feel like after the pandemic and the way people went hard with trying to get this vaccination shot, I think it would be the same response if we came out with a shot or pill. This ain't the 60s or the 70s, and we're not taking that. We're not going to experiment on that. I think it would be a big fight. It would be a big, big fight, and I'm not forcing nothing on you, but, yeah, like, what's going on as far as this pandemic is going, as far as this COVID is going. But I agree, this is a thing. It's really a thing. Birth control for men. I find it interesting, and I'm hopeful for the future because I feel like there should be a criteria put in place somehow, some way, the way it is for women. You know, women are looked down upon, and so many different aspects when it comes to their sexuality, when it comes to wanting sex, they want to do stuff, and whether they want to have a baby or not, there's a lot of restrictions, a lot of obstacles in our way, and a lot of restraint on our voice of what we can and cannot do when it comes to a woman, you know. But these guys, they just all willy-nilly. And then when you ask or when you say, "Well, what happened to the family structure?" It's because women are too this and women are too that. And I'm like, wait, how?
Don't go on your soapbox. Don't go into a box.
I know. I'm not going into a box. I'm just putting it out there, though. I know. I'm not going too deep in it, but I'm just saying, make it make sense. Y'all want to have these kids. You know, that's what it is. Y'all want the men to go out there and populate because y'all not putting no restraints on Y'all not holding them accountable for any of it. You know, but a woman's being held accountable. A woman can go to jail because of her decision as to want to not want to have a child. At this point of day, at this day and age, like right now, this can happen. A woman can go to jail. A woman has to go 100 miles to the left just so, you know, and it's like at the end of the day, you tell us it's two tangled. It takes two people. I don't have a seed. No, a lie. I can't have it myself. Right. I can't do that. So why am I the only one being punished? Anyway, moving right along. So here's another thing that I came across in doing my research. Memphis, a legislator made a bill or a suggestion rather that unmarried men can request scratch that. I'm going the wrong direction, but I'm already gonna put it out there since it's already out there. Unmarried men can request take a DNA test before they sign the birth certificate. And I think that is the only restriction or suggestion that I've heard so far.
That to me is craziness because, like, and, you know, let me say this for everyone that doesn't know me. I do not want children, but I do understand that there is a possibility that, like, come along. I have been the type of person for years that said that if I ever get pregnant, no man, I could be married. He is not signing that birth certificate until Dana says, you are the father. Just because no one's ever going to be able to throw anything in my face and even mention questioning if my child is their child. And that's just in me. But my thing is this, if you're going to have men to go through and men to have this option, what about the women? Because you're leaving women out there with no one to help take care of their children. Because what if it was a consensual situation, though? And what if the person that they're with says, you know what, I know there's a chance that the baby's not mine, but I'm going to still go ahead and raise it as mine, and I don't want a DNA test. And then you have them get a DNA test, and now since they decided that baby's not theirs and they know it for a fact, they're not going to help raise that baby. But you're still not helping women to find who the father is. You're still putting women out here to search for them for themselves like they were doing anyway. How does that make it even okay for women? You're literally just making it so it's okay for men to get out of, you know, or women are going to have a harder time tracking down men to make it their responsibility because there's still nothing in place for that. Men can decide to be deadbeats, drop of a dime.
Right.
Women got a whole baby with them.
Right. Totally agree. This is crazy. This conversation alone is just amazing. It opened up so many different doors. This conversation alone has opened up so many different doors. There's levels to this, as you would say. There's levels to this. And it's interesting that, you know, the two women that don't want to have children is, like, trying to find ways to get around it.
Like, we don't want to have kids, so we don't go for all them options that help us not have children.
Right. I don't,
And here's the thing. I said I didn't want to say it enough. Y'all can go back 10 years. I have all the episodes right here of when we was Phone Fantasy Radio, and I talked about not having children, not wanting children. So, y'all, this is not nothing new for me. But this is something I've said before, and I've had this in the back of my mind. Like, if I was to have unprotected sex and I was to get pregnant, he wouldn't have to worry about knowing if I was pregnant or not or what I'm going to do about it, because I wouldn't went, had a procedure done, and you know, told him afterwards. Like, you don't even have an option. You don't have to say this. I'm just taking it over like this because, no, we're not doing that. So now that option that or that plan, my plan is no longer there. Like, I don't have the option no more. So... So now,
you have the option. There is natural ways to make things happen. I'm going to say that, and that's all I'm
going to
say.
Right. But I'm not going to, we're going to have a long conversation now. We're going to have this conversation. Like, we're using condoms. Oh, I don't want to use condoms. It don't feel good. You don't want to fuck. Like, that's it. You know what? Look, like, we're going to have to start standing our ground. Because you're going to put us in a bad predicament here. No, we ain't going to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yo, I'm going to be there with you. I feel like I need a whole contract. You want to get my goodies? You got to sign. I feel like I need a contract. You want to get my goodies? We need to sign this contract. And who's going to be the third party? The person who is going to sign it, too.
Get it notarized and everything. Get it notarized and everything. That would be interesting.
It would be. I'm going to tell someone who got a signed contract to see if they, what they say afterwards. But,
yeah,
so I got a question for you. So, out of all of the birth control options you researched, which one did you like the most for men?
For men?
Yeah, which one did you like out of all the options?
I like the gel, and I like a vasectomy.
Okay.
Only because I want them to get stuck in the balls with a needle.
Mm, that is good. Okay.
That's a bittersweet love. Bittersweet love. That's what I got. But out of all the options, yes, I feel like let's just not deal with that. Like, I can't stop it, but let's not cut it out completely. Like, I don't even want you to have the option to. I don't even want you to be a mistake too. Huh?
I said really.
I just feel like I don't want there to be a mistake too. Like, just cut it out altogether. That's all free willy nilly. But
free willy-nilly.
Free willy-nilly. Free willy-nilly. But this population thing, like, listen, I want to give a shout out to my mama and my daddy, because I could have been swallowed. You know what I mean? So I want to give a shout out to them because they had any right minds to have me.
You could have came out in the south. You know, you could have came out
right.
In the south.
Exactly. So I'm one of the brave souls. You're one of the brave souls. You're one of those very few millions. Out of millions, you made it here. So first of all, shout out to your existence. Okay? So let's not get it twisted. Shout out to your existence. Like, let's acknowledge us first.
Yes.
Let's acknowledge us first, you know, because it could have been a whole other story. That's neither here nor there, you know. Neither here nor there. We got it. I don't see the happiness in it. Like,
I see the happiness in it. Like, I see the happiness. Yeah. I see the joy. You know, for until I was 22, 23, I wanted children. I actually wanted to be a teenage mom.
Oh, hell no.
After 23, I don't want children anymore. And the thing is, like, I've had one of my best friends. I've had a couple of other guys that have been like, hey, how about you just be a surrogate for me? You carry the baby, and afterwards you can relinquish all rights. And I'm like, there's no way I can do it because I would build an attachment with the baby right away. Like, I love kids. I love children. I just don't want my own. And the thing is, like, I have someone asking me, they're like, what would it take for you to have a baby with me? Am I going to be able to stay at home? Am I going to be able to homeschool my children? Are you going to make sure that I have books and I have materials so that I can truly be a teacher at home? Are you going to be able to financially take care of an entire house without me working? Because my focus is going to be on my kids. I'm not putting my kids inside of a public school. I don't even want my kids going to a charter school right now. So if you want me to pop out a baby, you are literally going to have to make sure that I can stay at home and be a stay-at-home mom and homeschool my children. And every single time I say that to guys, they'll be like, yo, daddy, we good. I was joking. Yeah, I bet you were. Bet you were. You just been thinking about pop out some kids and send them to daycare? No, I'm not that type of person.
So I want to give a shout-out to Jenny Jones, Ricky Lake, Montel Williams, Jerry Springer, Maury Povich, and Donahue. I want to give a shout-out to the talk show hosts of the 90s because when they did those episodes of these teen moms, these teenage moms, oh, I want to have a baby, and they did the Scared Straight Challenge, they would give them the doll. They had to have the doll for the weekend, and they had to take care of the doll for the weekend. And they would ask these 13-year-olds, these 14-year-olds, these 15-year-olds, why do you want to get pregnant? And what the answer was, I just want somebody to love me unconditionally. That right there had to be the most bogus answer that I've ever heard. Like, that to me, this is me when I was thinking when I was their age, and I'm watching these episodes. I would suck my teeth. I would physically be like, oh, my God. I was physically like, whatever. And that turned me off to the idea of that's when I made the final decision. I think I was around 14 when I finally made that decision. Like, don't get me through. When I was younger, I was like, yeah, I want to have kids. I'm going to do this by 28. I'm going to have this kid. I'm going to be married, blah, blah, blah. And at 14, I grew up in a foster care system, and the co-worker, the social worker, sat me down, and she explained the dynamics of adoption and how I was too old, and I had to pick another path. And the second path was independent living. That's what they call it, independent living program, and they will teach you, you know, all the things to be independent or to live on your own. They'll teach you all the skills you need to live on your own. So once I heard that and we had that discussion, that's when I was like, you know what, I don't want kids. I don't see the fascination. I don't see the attraction. I mean, I have a lot of reasons. I could give you a whole list of reasons. Like, I've thought about this over and over again. Maybe I'm just being unfair. Maybe I'm just going by my own personal experience. This ain't got to do with nobody's views, nobody's, you know, never mind. This is all what I've come up with and my conclusion, right? I don't want those. I want to give your kids back, whether it be on a pillow, whether it be on a couch, whether it be back on your nut sack. I just want to give them back. So I don't want those.
Keep that. I don't want that.
So,
no take back. No take back. You got to keep
it. No take back.
Okay. Y'all so dirty-minded. we're gonna take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to finish our conversation on birth control, men, women, reproductive, all of the above. We're going to talk about it when we get back. You're tuning to Not On Purpose Talk Radio with LaCrush and Shante.
I'm a puzzle, yeah. and juicy patch of land. I'm a peasant by some standards, but in your eyes I'm a queen. You see potential in all my flaws, and that's exactly what I mean. I don't know why you love.
Listening to Not On Purpose Talk Radio on the Hearts Exposed Heart Network.
Hey, welcome back to Not On Purpose, Birth Control for Men. That is the topic for tonight. We done jumped on the soapbox. We done jumped off the soapbox. We done ran under the table or on top of the table. We done did it all tonight.
Yes, we have.
We have definitely shared our thoughts, our feelings, and everything in between that we could think of today. It was a very interesting topic. Like I said, it was very interesting doing the research on it. And I look to whatever medical breakthrough comes as far as birth control for men. And I look forward to the concept of reproducting and population control and all that. I'm looking forward to it. What about you, Shantae?
You know, I'm intrigued. I'm ready to see what's going to happen, how can we make it happen, what hurdles are people going to go through in order to get things to happen. I am intrigued to see where this is going to go, how it's going to transform over the years, you know. Mm-hmm. Where is the funding going to come from? There's a lot of different things, but it's just intriguing as a whole.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I want to give a shoot. I want to give a shout out to our misfits who's tuned in,
yes,
joined us, listening from a distance. Shout out to all the misfits. And shout out to those that just want to help us out by engaging with us, whether it be online, whether it be in our inbox, whether it be on our social media pages, our emails, all that good stuff. Definitely want to give a shout out to y'all, acknowledge y'all. Also, Shantae, I want to do a new segment at the top of the hour called Heart and Soul. This is Heart and Soul. We're going to have our inboxes open, and people are going to send us their questions and all that, and we're just going to answer truthfully from the heart and soul. Like, to the best of our abilities, we're going to give them the advice that they would need. They're like, I'll show y'all what I'm
here for.
Yeah, I think that'll be awesome to do. So next week, let's start that. Any words of encouragement from yourself?
So real quick, I actually want to give a shout out to my boo, Seth E. You know, she's been rocking with us. I've been getting inboxes about everything we've been talking about. So shout out to my boo. You know, words of encouragement, anything like that. My thing is this, you know, I think it's important that people realize not to minimize yourself for someone else's happiness and someone else's joy. Because, right. You know, there are so many times that we put other people before ourselves and we do not allow ourselves to get the genuine happiness that we could have because we are scared about what someone else is going to say. And just remember, you know, you're important, you're valid. Every single thing about you matters. Don't let anyone else tell you anything differently. That's my encouragement for the night.
I like that. I like that. Yes. I'm here for it, and you are, sir. I'm here for all the songs.
yes.
Shout out to King Voltron.
Yes.
Shout out to King Voltron and Sweet Daddy. You know you all that work. Shout out to you. I'm making a conscious decision for the next 7 days to behave myself.
Oh, Lord.
What?
Something about to happen.
No. I really genuinely feel like you brought it to my attention that I can be wicked sometimes. And unconsciously, I can say stuff and I can do stuff and people would take that to heart or it would affect them. And I don't really be meaning it, but I be meaning it. You know, like I said what I said, but I didn't mean for it to come out that harsh. You know, I said what I said, but I didn't mean for it to say it that hard. You know, like,
yeah.
But
yeah,
I'm going to try to make a conscious effort. I'm going to try to make a conscious effort not to be an ass. Like, this
okay.
Week, for the next 7 days, we'll see how I do. We'll see how I do. But I
will take it next week.
Right, we're gonna go through this and see how that works out for you first. I just, you know, get that part. I'm like, I'm thinking about it, and I'm like, no.
You can do it. You can do it.
I can do it. I can do it.
You can do it.
So.
Did I lose her? Don't tell me the phone die. We over here having technical difficulties, y'all.
This damn phone. This damn phone. I gotta give me a microphone because this damn phone.
I was wondering where you went to.
Because it's like my headset is there, but it's connected to another headset. I'm on the phone. I'm like, listen, this is some bull right here, some straight bull. But we're gonna be back next week.
Yes,
same bat time, same bat time, same bat area. What is next week's date? Is it the first already? No,
Thursday.
It's the 30th.
Thursday would be the first. It's
right.
Gonna be
so
the 30th. Yep.
Right. It's gonna be August 30th. We'll be here 9 p.m. sharp, on time, like we do. Some new adult tunes. You know, this is an adult conversation. So I'm not gonna. What about cheek? I mean, I will because you know sometimes we just want to booty butt cheek. We will do it, but you know, I like the mellow route right now. I like the mellow route.
It's a vibe. It's a whole vibe.
Yeah. You know what I want to do next week? I want to do old school music next week. I want to.
Oh, let's do it.
Heavenly Father, I'm shining your light. Oh, y'all not ready for that right there? Oh, shit. Y'all got to see me doing a little
show. Yeah, I'm ready for that.
before I let go. Oh, shit. There we go. I'm here for it, man. I'm here for the cookout. We're going to have a cookout next week. This is going to be the last week of summertime before school start. I think we should have a whole virtual cookout. I just said it. I called it. We're going to have a whole virtual cookout next week. And everything is up for grabs. We're going to talk about it. Let us know. The inboxes are open. The DM is open. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And we're going to have a good time next week. It's going to be a whole cookout. A whole cookout. Matter of fact, we're going to have six cold corn.
Six cold corn, man. I'm going to tell y'all about that next week. Y'all got to tune in. To hear about the six cold corn.
Six cold corn. It's going to be a whole virtual party. Oh, man. It's going
to
be our first one. Yes, this is going to be the end of summer virtual barbecue cookout. Matter of fact, I got a grill. I'm going to grill some stuff up for the event.
You know what? I got you. I'm going to have to grill beforehand. We're going to have to make that six cold corn. I got corn in the fridge now, too. Make some roasted.
We're going to have a good time next week. That's the plan. We're already cold it. We're already putting it in motion. So definitely tune in. Join us again. I hope y'all enjoyed the show. I hope you have fun. Have a great week. Either be very, very, very motivated and inspired and keep going. I know it's hard. I know it's difficult. I know you don't see the bigger picture and you just want to kick rocks. But no, keep going, because I guarantee you once you finish with being down here, all you're going to do is elevate. So that's my encouraging word for the week. All that. I want to give a shout out to Max because he's over there in the corner looking mad comfortable laying on laundry bag.
Shout out to Max.
I'm going to put a picture of Max and Jack on my on Heart to Spoil's Heart so y'all can see my big fat cat, Max. He's comfortable right now, and this nigga looks like he's worked all week and he's just tired.
He had a hard day today. I don't know what he did, but he had a hard day.
Walk around, that's about it. That's all he's doing. He don't even jump no more. He just walk around. Like, you just walk back and we pace back and forth. I wasn't even here for the end of the half of the day, so. But that's another thing.
You know, pacing is hard work. Pacing is hard work.
You got to stay focused on the line. You got to stay focused on the line. Join us next week for the virtual cookout right here on Not On Purpose Radio. I'm your hostess, Miss LaCrush Hearts, and to my left is my cousin, the lady with all the questions, Miss Shantae Golden. How can I get in touch with you?
Facebook is Shantae Golden, Chante Golden like the cover, Golden. Twitter is Shantae Golden 1. Yeah, there you go.
You know, and as y'all already know, I'm the Crush Hearts. I want to give a shout-out, though, before I go, because I got an email just a second ago. I'm trying to pull it up right now. Not an email, but I got a message on Facebook just a second ago from this guy named Chris. And apparently, Chris Googled me. And Chris is upset because he Googled
me. You can't Google like
your own way. Right. Like, he Googled me, and he was like, I can't find your stuff anymore. I just wanted to know, where's your stuff at? I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about, sir. But apparently he even sent me a screenshot of it. He's like, I feel very bad, hoping to see your videos and pictures on Google. I searched for your name but couldn't find it. In fact, my bad luck, I will not see your videos and pictures again. I thought I could see your pictures, but now I can't. Listen, I'm on OnlyFans, boo. You got to look up the right name. You can't be looking up that name. And I have a whole other name. So, yeah, I'm out there. You know, I'm out there. But shout out to Chris for really texting me. He, like, texted me a whole paragraph. Like, what happened? Where you at? I'm like,
he
okay.
He got to know where you went to.
Yeah, he got to know where I went. And he has the most awesome comments. He's like, God's greatest creations on my pictures. I'm like, oh. Like,
okay.
Oh. Okay. Anyway, I'm leaving on that note. I'm going to leave on God's greatest creation. Okay, you're God's greatest creation. We're going to leave on that note. So shout out to Chris. Really appreciate it. All right, so we're going to put to bed. Birth control for men. Yeah. Y'all have a good night. Enjoy the weekend. Be safe. Be encouraged. Be inspired. Be motivated. Be productive. And see y'all next week. Next virtual cookout. Not on purpose.
You're listening to Not on Purpose Talk Radio on the Hearts Exposed Heart Network.